Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This woman claims that her boyfriend steals from her. Now, I was curious, do partners steal from each other? Do you maybe steal your partner's food? Have you ever gone into your partner's purse or wallet and stolen money?
Anytime she has cash, that's like a mine's. So I take it from her.
Anyway, do you ever steal from your ex-wife?
No, she didn't have anything I wanted.
Yes, she did.
Well she would steal that. She would steal his paycheck.
That's true. She's continuing to steal your paycheck.
That's tough. That's a tough look.
Not as tough as this room.
Have you stolen from a partner, or have you had a partner steal from you? You'll hear it where a woman will get with a guy, and then he'll borrow money or just steal money, like thousands of dollars.
Yeah. I would say because my chick, we go back and forth with stealing cash from each other. Like if one person has cash, the other person takes it.
I would never walk in your house with cash.
Yeah.
Even as a guest.
You'd be a bozo. You'd be a bozo.
So this dude is accused of stealing $1,000 from his girl.
When I say me and my chick, like it's not serious. Like it's not like legit stealing because, you know, we're married. So her money's my money. My money's her money. You know what I mean? It's just like, but like this one, that sounds like it was like a serious, like he actually just straight up stole from her. Yeah.
And he stole her credit card and then started buying stuff with it. This chick was just complaining that, so this guy went to go meet the parents and stuff like that. And she has a little brother, and the little brother had a PS5.
Yeah.
And so the dude stole the little brother. Well, they believe that he stole the PS5 because it does show on the camera. It shows him leaving the house to go out to the car to get something.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like he had something in his hand. And so they believe that he stole the PS5.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
from her little brother as they were visiting her parents.
Right. So I moved out of my mom's house when I was in high school because I came home from school one day and my PS3 was gone. And my mom literally tried to convince me, oh, you must have left it somewhere else. Like, I didn't.
Did you check under your bed?
I didn't take the PS3 other places,
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, I mean, it's connected to the TV.
It was in my room on my TV at all times. I didn't load it up and ever take it anywhere.
Are you
what are
sure you didn't bring it to school?
She's like, oh, you must have left it at Cody's. And I was like, I never took it to Cody's. What are you talking about?
Margo, have you had somebody steal something from you?
So I actually did the stealing. And I don't consider it stealing. But my ex, whenever he lived with me, he never helped pay for the child care of our kids. So every time we would go grocery shopping and he gave me his card and he wasn't with me, I would take out extra $40 cash.
Every time. You're a badass. God bless.
Wow. Yeah. You would steal the... And did he ever catch on?
He's lucky that you didn't hit him for more.
Whenever I finally broke it off with him, he was like, did you used to take cash out? Because I looked at my card and I was like, no, I never did that. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's hilarious.
All right, well, thank you. She's a thief. Let me go to, is it Dennis or Denise?
Denise.
What's up, Denise? What do you got?
Oh, my gosh. I was dating this guy. One, he had a girlfriend in every town from Lubbock to McAllen.
Hate is gonna hate.
One night.
Nothing.
Okay. One night. I kept missing money out of my purse.
Yeah.
And he accused my son of stealing the money out of my purse. So one night I woke up and I felt really weird, like something was going on. Walk out there and he's digging through my purse.
Oh.
So I caught him stealing the money, and it was from my roommate for the rent.
Yeah.
And then another instance, he stole my ATM card. And he set up it was my computer. He did a PayPal transfer to his ex-wife in California and stole $3,000 out of my account.
Golly. I mean,
like, how do you ladies pick these dudes?
He must have had a big one.
I just don't
That's
understand.
Only the first one.
Yeah.
then that's the first guy. I had another one that did.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You gotta start looking at yourself.
Poor thing.
Like, what are you doing to attract these dudes? My mom, she was dating a guy one time and stole her whole ass truck.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, And then she was mad at me because I was just cussing my mom out.
I was
like, you're such a dumbass.
Yeah, it's her fault, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because she would let this guy use the truck all the time. He would just be gone. And like one time he just didn't come back. And I'm just like, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. And then my grandpa was buying her a new one. And like I was like the parent. I was like, don't buy her a new truck. She's just going to give it to another guy because she's an idiot. She doesn't deserve it.
She got to learn.
She doesn't deserve it. Dang. I'll never forget that.
It's the Billy Madison Show crap clip of the day.
What?
On demand with the Kiss Rocks app.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.